Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, tonight. Hello, I greet you all tonight, and I am here again. I thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for giving me another opportunity to be here tonight with you. Right now, I hear I have my dogs barking. As you can hear them, I'm pretty sure you can hear them in the background. We're going to try to get through this radio broadcast tonight with the dogs barking, and I'm going to try to just do what I can with all the interruptions with the dog. But this is Hebrew Nation Helpline, Royal Priesthood, and the Healthy Order of God Cried Free. Hebrew Nation Helpline, Royal Priesthood, and the Heavenly Order of God, Part 3. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisha. Guest call is 1-449-831. I would like to thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for giving me another chance to be here on this divine platform tonight to help his people, the 12 tribes of Israel. Last week, we did part one and part two, and I told the people last week that we was going to make a part three. So this would be part three of the final broadcast for Hebrew Nation Helpline, Royal Priesthood in the Heavenly Order of God. Okay, we're gonna finish this. We have to finish this. We have to finish this. We have to establish the heavenly order. The heavenly order of the God of Jacob. We have to establish this. You know, because we have a lot of false doctrine and teaching and religion and things going on in the earth that's actually destroying God's people. It's actually destroying God's people. And what makes it so bad is that the people of God don't even know that they are being destroyed. And when I say destroyed, they've been destroyed by people that they put their trust in, like elders and pastors and bishops and ministers. You know, they are destroying the people of God, you know. And somebody have to take a stand. Somebody got to do something, you know, to help God's people, you know. And he has a prophet of God, the God of Hebrews, I have to take a stand. I have to be the one to take that stand. Okay? Like I told you people last week, you know, all the stuff that I've been through in my life to get to where I am today, I must take that stand. I must take that stand. And it doesn't matter who don't believe in me or what I'm saying. It doesn't matter that, you know, what you think about me, it really doesn't matter, you know. I know I got to do what I was called, chose, and appointed to do by the God of Isaac and Abraham. Okay? So we're here again. This is a helpline. Okay? This is to know. We got a lot of Hebrew Israelite movements popping up all over everywhere, but don't nobody have no helpline. Don't nobody have no helpline, okay? It's all about, you know, teaching the people the doctrine of the elders, that what the elders don't talk to them, just go on and on from generation to generation. Nobody's getting no help. Everybody's getting the same exact teaching that the elders is teaching you. You're getting the same thing. But I'm here to set some things in order tonight. I'm here to set some things straight, set some things in order, because I have that authority as a prophetess of God to do that, okay? Last week, we was talking about the royal priesthood and how, you know, we was talking about the Leviticus priesthood, how the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob only chose Aaron and his sons and the Levites to be his ministers. I read several scriptures in the Bible last week to show you that, you know, the God of the Hebrews chose Aaron, you know, to be his minister, to minister to him in the priest's office. So all these ministers and pastors and bishops you got popping up everywhere, being ordained by God, somebody pouring oil on them and call themselves consecrating them, and they're going to Bible theologian school to get certified. All of that stuff that's popping up all over the earth is not of the God of the Hebrews. It's all religion, it's all satanic, and it's all pagan. Okay? So let's go into our scriptures tonight. Let's go into our scripture. Our very first scripture is going to be coming from Deuteronomy 33:11. Last week we went to the Old Testament, but we didn't get a chance to really go into the New Testament to establish the royal priesthood in the New Testament. So tonight we're going to read one scripture in the Old Testament, Torah, and then we're going to go right into the New Testament to finish where we left off last week, okay? Just to give you a little bit about me, I've been a pastor for 15, 20 years at a Christian church. I'm very familiar with the Hebrew Israelite doctrine and movement. So it's things that I need to let you know that it's not of God. Somebody got to set the record straight. And it's got to be me. Okay, Deuteronomy 30. Let's go right into it. I want to thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for being my God. Hebrew Israelites, they teach that a woman can't do nothing but sit down and listen to a man and be quiet. What scripture is that? The one in 1 Corinthians where it says a woman need to learn in silence. Man, that's an injection. That's an injection, okay? That's an injection all through the Bible. All through the Bible, okay? God used women. Prophetess, Deborah, Abdullah, so many, okay? We don't even have all of our records. We don't even have all our records. Our records have been took from us. So how can these elders, teach you that a woman can't do nothing but be in silence when we don't even have all the records? And they don't have no precept to go with Corinthians chapter 11, I think it is, where it says a woman needs to learn in silence. But I'm not talking about that. Maybe one day I'll do a show on that. But tonight we're talking about the Hebrew nation. This is the Hebrew Nation Helpline. We're talking about the royal priesthood tonight and the heavenly order of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Deuteronomy 33:11. Let's go right into our scriptures. I need to finish this. I have set out all the false doctrine and teaching that's among God's people today. I have to. Don't nobody want to do it. I have to do it. I'm going to do this. Deuteronomy 33, verse 7. That's not my scripture. I'm sorry. Give me one moment. Pick it up right here. We're going to pick it up right here at Jeremiah 33:18-22. Jeremiah 33:18-22. You're going to have to turn that fan around because I'm getting hot. 18-22. And I want to thank the people that's been going back, listening to the recordings. Listen to the broadcast that I've been making so far. I back to listen, even though you're not calling in live, but I still appreciate it. And I thank God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that I am getting some people that's going back to listen. You know, many are called, but only few are chosen. You know, only few are chosen. There's only 10% going to make it anyway. I tell you people that all the time. Only 10% going to make it. So I'm looking, I'm not looking for a large crowd or large. I'm only after the remnant. I'm only after the remnant. The God of the Hebrews, he's only after the remnant. I tell you it all the time. So it's okay. It's okay. Jeremiah 33:18. Neither shall the priest, the Levite, want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kill the meat offerings and to do sacrifice continually. And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus said the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day nor night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. Okay, people? You cannot. God said, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob said, you cannot break his covenant that he made about the day. And you cannot break his covenant that he made about the night. Okay? You cannot break his covenant, and you cannot break nothing that he has spoken about David and about the Levites, the priests, my ministers, okay? My minister, the Levites, I'm reading Jeremiah 33:21. The Levites, the priests, my ministers, okay? It didn't say nothing about no pastor. It didn't say nothing about no preachers. It didn't say nothing about no evangelist. It didn't say nothing about no elders. The Levite, the Levitical priesthood. I'm trying to establish who's the ministers of the God of Abraham. Okay? I'm trying to establish this, people, Hebrews, so you will understand, Christians, so you will understand that all these people that you got coming up, popping up all over the world and all these buildings and all these cathedrals and all these big mega churches all over the world, they are not the of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Levites, the priests, my ministers, okay? Not no elders. Not no elder. You cannot make an elder a priest. You cannot make an elder a priest. You had elders all in the Torah in the Old Testament. They was never made priests. They was always just elders, okay? They was always just elders. See, that Christian church madness, when they try to tell you that, you know, as long as you faithful to the church and as long as you pay your tithes and as long as you do what your leaders tell you to do and obey them that have rule over you, we're gonna ordain you. We're gonna give a higher rank. You might start as a deacon, but before you know it, in a year or two, you become a pastor, or you become an elder, or you become a bishop, just because you're obedient to the church and you're obedient to your leader. But that's not how the heavenly order operates. That is not the heavenly order of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses. It is a protocol, a heavenly protocol, a heavenly instruction, a heavenly blueprint that we must follow as the people of God. It is a heavenly blueprint, okay? The Levite is the priest. That would be the Haitians in the earth today. It's not Judah. It's not Benjamin. It's not Levi. It's not none of the 12. It's not none of the 11 tribes. Okay? It's not none of the 11 tribes. Could you please turn? Excuse me. Could you turn the fan around before you leave? Turn the fan around, please, to me. Okay? So this is out of order. Everything is out of order right now. People are trying to do what they want to do. They're trying to set up pastors over God's people and ministers and all kind of people trying to set up and lead and teach God's people, the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay? This is out of order. The Levites are my priests, and they are my ministers. Okay? I'm reading Jeremiah 33:21. Let me keep going. So we have established that. We have established that the Levite, the Levitical priesthood is the Levites. The tribes are Levites. Moses' tribe. Moses was a Levite. Aaron was a Levite. Okay? And they was also prophets. I told you that last week. But these are his ministers. So who is these people we got running these churches? Who are these people that we have running these churches on every corner that you see in this world? Who are these people popping up everywhere? They are ministers of darkness. They are ministers of darkness, people. I cannot tell you that enough. They are not the ministers of the God of Moses. And I'm going to prove that to you tonight. I'm going to prove that the person that you are sitting up on in these churches on all these corners in your YouTube Hebrew Israelite pages that you're sitting up on Saturday listening to these elders, these are not the ministers of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those are ministers of man. Man made them ministers. Man gave the title of elders and pastors and bishops. The God of the Hebrews don't have nothing to do with what's going on in this earth today when it comes to religion, when it comes to the Hebrew Israelite movement that's going on. Okay, yes, they're telling you that you Israel. Okay, yeah, that's good and fine. That's good and fine. Yes, I'm Israel. Yes, I'm one of the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm happy to know that. I'm happy to know that. But that's always been there. It's always been there, okay? But what else is they telling you besides that? And what else are they leading you and guiding you into besides that, okay? Pagan worship, idol worship, calling on all kind of different names for one God. All kind of holy days, and there's only one correct day. You got all kind of people having it on this day and that day. They pollute the Sabbath. They pollute the holy days. Everything is polluted. Everything that you see in this earth that got something to do with God, they say, a God, but not the God, is polluted. Let me read verse 22. As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea measured, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. I'm reading Jeremiah 33:22. The Levites that minister unto me. You cannot minister to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You cannot minister to the God of Moses. You cannot minister to him unless you are a Levite. Unless you are a Levite. Okay? I don't care how much they tell you, Hebrew Israelite, that they are the royal priesthood. and they got a right to minister to you. They got a right to be elders and lead you and guide you and tell you what God wants you to do. No, these are all lies. These are all lies. All of that is false. All of that is false. God said he will not, you cannot break his covenant. You cannot break his covenant. His covenant with the Levitical priesthood, which is the Levites, his ministers. You cannot break it. Nobody can break it. You cannot change his order. You cannot change this order that comes from the heavenly throne, the heavenly table, the heavenly tabernacle. You cannot change it. Even though you try to change it, you cannot change it. And that's why you people are into idolatry. You into idolatry. That's what you're doing. You into idol worship. And you worshiping all kind of gods and man and all kind of false teaching and doctrine that you falling. And that's why you people not getting nowhere. Let me keep going. Because I'm going to prove this tonight. I'm going to prove this tonight that God said he will not break his covenant. The Levites that minister unto me. And that number is, I read this scripture last week, 8334 in the Hebrew. It says to attend as a minnow or worshiper. As a worshiper. This is Hebrew number 8334. The Levites, the ministers of the God of Abraham, they are worshipers. They are the people that lead you to the God of the Hebrews. They speak to the God of the Hebrews. They go to the God of the Hebrews for you, for the 12 tribes of Israel. It's not no elder. It's not no elder. Okay, there's not no elder. Now let me go to my next scripture. We're going to the New Testament now. We're going to go to John 11:47. This is where we left off last week. When we're doing part two, we're going to pick it up right here. John 11:47. St. John 11:47, people. I'm here to help you, man. You got to get some help right now. You got to get some help because you've been destroyed on every side of the road, man. Nobody's trying to help the people of God. It's all about money. It's all about power. It's all about control. Ain't nobody trying to help the people, God. All they got you doing is going, coming up in them churches, coming up on them Hebrew Israelite pages on YouTube and Facebook and whatever platform that they have set up, okay, for you to be part of something that's pagan, that's not of God. And not the reason I say it's not of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is because they are teaching you the commandments and doctrine of man. That's what they're teaching you. That's all they are teaching you. The same stuff all the time. How can you sit up and listen to someone that's teaching you the same stuff over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and you've been there 10 years. What do you think going to happen? You sitting there listening to that same stuff over and over and over. You're going to get the same results. You're going to get the same results that you got 10 years ago. You're going to get them right now. Nothing is never going to change. The reason that they do that, people, is because they don't have a prophetic. They don't have the Holy Spirit. They don't have the prophetic. They're not operating in the manifestation and the power of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're operating in Yah, YHWH, Most High, all these different names and titles and gods, okay? All these different, this is madness, man. You people might as well have stayed up in the Christian church. I'll tell you. You might as well have stayed up in the Christian church to leave the Christian church and go follow the Hebrew Israelite movement. They call it the truth. What truth? That you Israel? That you Israel and you came over here on a slave ship? That truth? That's the truth? Huh? That's all they telling you. And telling you how to keep the, you got to keep the Sabbath and you got to keep Passover and you got to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Is that the truth? Is that the truth that the God of Abraham wants people to know? That's some of the truth, but it is not the divine truth. The divine is prophetic, and they don't have it. They can't hear God. They can't hear God. They don't know nothing about the real God, the God that spoke to Moses up on the mountain. They don't know nothing about him, okay? They don't have no manifestation, no power. No power, no wisdom, no knowledge. All they have is wisdom and knowledge from someone that taught them. The same stuff that they taught them, they teaching you people. You need to wake up. You need to wake up, man. I told you last week, can't nobody lead the people of God, the 12 tribes of Israel, unless they are a prophet or a prophetess or a priest. And that would be Levites. Not Judah, okay? Not Judah. You got all these elders, all these Hebrew Israel movements talking about they can lead God's people because they the royal priesthood. Man, you ain't no royal priesthood. You are not a royal priesthood. You are not royal. And you're not a priest. You're from the tribe of Judah. How can you be a priest? Let me keep going, man. John 11:47. Let's go. I got to tear down all this false doctrine and all this false teaching. That's my job right now. That's my job. That's my calling. That's my mandate right now. John 11:47. Then gather. Let's go up a little bit. Let's go to 11:45. The plot killed, they call him Jesus, but I'm calling him the Messiah. The plot killed the Messiah. 11:45. And then the Jews, which came to Mary, and had seen the things which the Messiah did, believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things the Messiah had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, "What do we do with this man? What do we do with this man? Do it many miracles." So the Jews, they came to Mary's house. And some of them believed on the Messiah, and some of them didn't. But some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them what things the Messiah had done. When you look at the word Pharisee in the Greek, it say of Greek number 5330 of Hebrew origin, compare a separatist that is exclusively religious. A Pharisee that is Jewish, okay? A Pharisee is a religious group of people that was in Jerusalem when the Son of God was born into the earth. They was controlling Jerusalem. The high priest, the Pharisees, and the elders, and the chief priests, they was controlling Jerusalem when Christ, the Son of God, was born into this world, they had their own religion. They had their own ministers. They had their own preachers. They had their own elders. They had their own pastors. The very same thing that you see right now that's going on in this earth, that with all this religion that don't have nothing to do with the real God. When I say nothing, absolutely zero to do with the real God. When I looked up the word Pharisee right here in John 11:47, it said religious, a religious separatist. Separatists mean they had their own order. They had their own way. They had their own religion. They had their own doctrine. They had their own traditions. They had their own commandments. Okay? A separatist. Okay? That's why they hated Christ, the Son of God. Because he had a whole different doctrine and a whole different understanding that he was trying to present to the people that was in Jerusalem. And they couldn't deal with that because they wanted to keep the people in darkness. And darkness, falling them, falling their religion. It's a religious, okay? Pharisean, that is a Jewish secretary. Jewish, okay? Jewish secretary. These are the people that they wrote their own law. They wrote their own commandments. They wrote their own traditions, okay? Let me keep going. See ya. Give me 1 minute, people. 1 minute, 1 minute. Hold on, one moment. Oh, my God. I got to turn the fan around. I'm very hot right now. Oh, God. Okay, people, I'm back. Okay. I'm reading to you John 11:46. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees. These was religious people. And told them what the Messiah had done. They had changed the whole order of everything. When the Son of God came, they had changed the Levitical priesthood. They had made high priests. You know, I told you last week, they called them, the God of Abraham called Aaron priests. They called them high priests. They had changed the Levitical priesthood. It was high priest, chief priest, elders. Matter of fact, in the Torah, all the elders went against Moses in the wilderness. They went against Moses. They went against Aaron. They went against the Levitical priesthood. Okay, all the elders, they are the ones that turned the people against the prophet, against Jeremiah, against Ezekiel. Okay, people, I'm trying to help y'all. Against Isaiah, against Zechariah, against Elijah. All the elders that was in the Old Testament, they turned the 12 tribes of Israel against the heavenly order of the God of the Hebrews. And they set up their own order. They killed all the prophets. They killed the priests. And they had the priests that wanted to follow them come on their side. They killed the priests that was with the God of the Hebrews. Let me keep going. And the Pharisees and told them what things Messiah had done. So these Jews went to snitch. They went to snitch on the Son of God. And they went and told the Pharisees that he had healed Lazarus. That's what happened. He had healed Lazarus, brought Lazarus back from the grave and all of that. And they couldn't deal with that because they didn't understand that. They didn't have no power. And they was wondering why, how this man could have power and they don't have none. Then gathered the chief priest. What I tell you, it's not priest no more. It turned into chief priest. This is their own religion. Okay, I'll be here right now. Chief priests and the Pharisees, a council. And they said, what do this man do with many miracles? So they went and got the chief priests and the Pharisees together, all religious fanatics and freaks. They went to gather the Jews, left Mary, and they went to gather all the council that was in Jerusalem, that was ruling Jerusalem at the time that the Son of God came into the earth. They gathered everybody together against him. Everybody. The whole government. The government, the senators, the mayors, everybody came against the Son of God. Okay? I'm reading John 11:37. Council is Greek number 4892. 4892. It says a joint session. That's what a council is. You got them in the earth today. You got them in the earth today. The same stuff that was happening back then is happening right now in the earth. All these religious churches and organizations, the Pharisees and the chief priests and the elders are the ones that set them up. The Jewish. And they just sticking black people and white people and pink people in front of your face like they running things. But they not running nothing. Believe me, the council is behind your religion and your organization that's been ran today. Believe me, it's a hidden hand that you cannot see, people. Listen. Council, a joint session that is specifically Sanhedrin, okay, a tribal council, Sanhedrin, okay. Now let me read you something right now about this council right here. Let me read something to you about this council right here, okay? Read number 4892. An assembly, especially a magistrate and judges. What do we have in our earth today? What is running our system today, our court system? Magistrates and judges. Ambassadors, whether conveyed to deliberate or to pass judgment. Judgment. Any section or assembly of people deliberating. The Sanhedrin, the great council at Jerusalem. Y'all want to know why the Son of God ended up losing his life? Y'all want to know why all the disciples end up getting killed? Because the Sanhedrin council, the judges and the magistrate, passed judgment on them and had them put to death. Paul and all of them. The same thing that they did to the prophets back in the Torah. Okay? The same thing that they did to the prophets back in the Torah, they did to the Son of God, and they did it to his disciples. Okay? I'm trying to show you people something tonight. You need to have some wisdom, some knowledge, and some clear understanding. You need to open your eyes to the divine truth, the real truth, so you can see. So you can walk in light and not continue to walk in darkness. Because right now, you're in darkness. You're in darkness because you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. I'm trying to show you people what is going on in this world. In this world. Why we have so many churches, so many organizations, so many pastors and bishops and leaders and elders, and no prophets, and all the prophets are false prophets. Why? Because they work for the council. That's why they false, because they the ones set them up as prophets, and they the ones tell them what they need to tell you, the people, about houses and cars and jobs, and you gonna get some money, and God gonna do this, and God gonna do that, and none of that stuff happening, man. None of that is happening. And when you go get a car, oh, God gave me that car. God didn't give you that car. God did not give you that car, okay? God did not give you. Worked as a slave, and you went up in the car dealership. He ran your credit through, and you got that car, and you went in debt to the Sanhedrin. You went in debt to the Sanhedrin, the council, okay? The rulers of this earth, the rulers of this dark world that we are living in, okay? Let me keep reading. The Sanhedrin. I'm still reading Greek number 4892. The Sanhedrin, the great council at Jerusalem, consisting of the 71 members, scribes, y'all people listening? Are y'all people listening? Scribes, elders, prominent members of the high priestly families. The high priestly family, not the Levitical priesthood, the high priestly family, the one they chose instead of the Levitical priesthood. These people that go on today talking about they the royal priesthood, that would be them trying to take over the Levitical priesthood and make themselves priests, and ministers of God. And you cannot make yourself no minister of God, because I just read to you people in Jeremiah that he said the Levites, the priests, are my ministers. So you are following the order of this world and the religious system of this world that has been set up by the council, the Pharisees, the chief priests, the Sanhedrin. They still ruling right now. They still ruling right now, people. They make all the laws. They make all the laws. They tell us everything we got to follow. Everything we got to do. Everything we got to eat. Everything we got to wear. Every place we got to go. They got this whole world under control. And that's why they wanted to kill the Son of God. They had to get him out the way. They had to get him out the way, because he had too much power. They couldn't stop him. They couldn't stop him until he laid his life down for his brethren, the 12 tribes of Israel. That's the only way they took his life. He laid his life down because he had too much power for them to even touch him. Every time they went to try to kill him, he disappeared right in front of their face. Right in front of their face. So he laid his life down for his brethren, the 12 tribes of Israel, Christian church, not Gentiles. Not Gentiles. Now, it's the Sanhedrin. It's a council. It was at Jerusalem. It had 71 members. All the members were scribes, secretaries. They write the law. Scribes is the ones who wrote the law, the tradition stuff that they had. When Christ came on the scene, he said, you make the word of God of none effect by your traditions and by the commandments of man. That's what you people are following right now. You following commandments of man in tradition. You are not following the doctrine that the Son of God came to give to us in this earth. You're not. You're not, man. You follow the Sanhedrin. You follow the Pharisees, the chief priests, and the elders, religious organization, and their laws, and their tradition, and their commandments, and their rules, and their guidelines, and their system. It was the scribes, elders, prominent members of the high priestly family. And the high priest, the president of the assembly. See that, people? The high priest, he was the president. He was the president of the council. See, it ain't Aaron no more, the priest. It's not the Levitical priesthood no more. It's the Jewish. It's the Jewish. It's not Hebrews no more. It's not Hebrews. It's the Jewish. They are the high priest and the chief priest in this earth today. It's not the Levites, the Haitians. They the real priests. They the real priests. And then you got Judah over there in America. In America, we got Judah trying to set themselves up as priests. As a royal priesthood, Judah, in America, trying to lead people as ministers. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. And the God of the Hebrews is about to put an end to all of this religion and doctrine and false teaching. It's about to come to an end, people. I'm here to warn you. I'm here to correct you. I'm here to let you know that you are following a council of the Sanhedrin. When you going up in these churches, all of them, Mormon, Seventh-day Adventist, Baptist, Pentecostal, Church of God in Christ, Hebrew Israelites, GOCC, IOO, PAT, all of them. All of them, Mormons, Mennonites, Buddha, Muslims, you got so many religions in this world. Are you people crazy? Are you people mad? Do you think the God of Abraham, bro, could you give me some water? Do you think the God of Abraham going to put up with all of these religions that the Sanhedrin have set up in this earth? The council, the magistrates, and the judges.